The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
They say money is the root of all evil. But on the True Money Show, you'll learn that the Federal Reserve is the root of all evil money. The True Money Show with David Simpson, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade Channel.
Money don't get everything, it's true. Lost all my good friends and nowhere to go. I get my hands on the dollar. I'll hang on to it till that old eagle rings, because nobody loves you when you're down and out. In your pocket, not one penny, and as for friends, you don't have many. Set it straight without any doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and out.
Well, isn't that the truth? No one really knows you when you're down and out. Go up to somebody with your hand out and ask them for something and see how fast they run away from you. Hello, everybody. This is David Simpson coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. This is the True Money Show. Comes to you every Wednesday at noon. I'm flying solo here. I got young Christopher here, who is always a giant help, and he is in there working for me, doing all this audio support and everything else to keep this this rookie in business. Mr. Mike Church is off to a charity event, a golf tournament in Virginia, and if you haven't received the email asking, you know, for anybody who'd like to join in the golf tournament or support the effort for the Ask Foundation, then just go to the website, Veritas Radio Network, and I'm sure you're going to find some things about that event that's going on. So, Mike, good luck in the tournament. I hope you shoot low and bring home the trophy, which he talked about one time, is a wonderful, one-of-a-kind trophy that some of the children suffering from these cancers. They produce a plate with their handprint on it and then decorate it, and it's just a wonderful, warm, beautiful thing to both be helping someone and be helped back by them by presenting, or I should say crafting, the winner's trophy. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Okay, so I'm coming to you from the Bulldog Kia studio of the Veritas Radio Network. We always want to thank our sponsors out there, Bulldog Kia, for keeping the lights on over here. If you want to be on the show, it's very simple. You can call in 844-5-CRUSADE. That's 844-527-8723. And since I have never come into this century, I still get email. I don't have a Twitter. I don't have a Facebook. I'm not going to give out a way to text me, because I don't think I can handle that much at one time while I'm trying to talk on this microphone. So you can email me, David at tffco.com. Man, we have a great show today. Last week, I forgot to give away the 7-inch personal tablet that I'm giving away every month for the rest of this year to a lucky winner. Somebody who signs up to support the Veritas Radio Network gets put into a little bowl, and we draw the name out. I am having trouble, unfortunately, since Mike's out of town, I'm having trouble right now locating the bowl, the bowl of names that I'm going to draw out of. But I'm hoping that before the end of the show, I can resolve that issue and have it ready to roll, and we will draw out the winner's name this week. So I won't have to delay you guys anymore. I'm sorry for missing last week, and we'll definitely try to get it done this week. And if we don't, well, gosh, I'll be here next Wednesday at noon, and we'll try it again. So that's the first thing on the agenda. The second thing, as I promised in my announcement email to everyone, is I'm going to reveal a big secret to financial happiness as part of the show. And so you want to hang on and listen to that. I'm going to tell a story about a warrior in the field of not so much finance, but maybe in the field of poverty and want. You know, Mike's on this mission to this week to play in a golf tournament to help a charity event. Well, I'm going to talk about another warrior in the charity field. And, of course, we're going to take your calls and any email questions that you have. Again, 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. Or email me, david@tffco.com. I want to encourage everyone to go to the Veritas Radio Network site and sign up. I don't have the official weather report of today, how many members were short of our goal for this year. I have last week's, which I will go ahead and use the same numbers just for the heck of it. But I want to tell you there's some big things coming. Mike and I and Mark Cresens, we've all been talking. We're doing some strategy sessions. And, you know, it's taken longer maybe than we wanted it to. Obviously, when Mike left the old station in the old country, we had to just get busy getting a network up and running. And I think we've done that pretty well. I've played a very minor part. When I say we, I mean mostly Mike Church. And then, of course, Christopher came on board, and he's been a big help. And Candace is always helping. She's the puppet master, really. And then, of course, Mark Creslin's and all the other hosts have come on board to offer their talent and their services. So I say we in a very general sense, but we had to get a network up and running, and I think we did a pretty good job of that. But, you know, trying to figure out where to go next, what's the next level, how do we make this bigger and better, and truly to perform the function that we are trying to perform, which is a crusade for the truth, that takes on a lot of different issues and dynamics that are going to take not only thought, forethought and planning, but really some new ideas. Because we don't just want to be a radio broadcast where you listen, you get mad, or you get happy, one or the other, and then, you know, run off to finish the rest of your day and come back and listen tomorrow. We really want to be that place that you hear something that stirs your soul and then spurs you to action. And we want to cultivate that action. We don't want to just be the ones who say, hey, go charge and make you go off and charge. We want to help you cultivate the action. We want to build associations that create stronger and bigger movements and larger action. We really are trying to be a crusade to help change, if not the course of this country, then the course of our communities, and hopefully change this this train wreck, get it off those tracks and get onto some new tracks. So I strongly encourage you to go look at the Veritas Radio Network site, tap the join button, you know, just click the join button at the top, and consider joining to support the network, because there are big things coming, I promise you. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to play out yet, but they're coming. So today is September 14th, and that would make this the 308th broadcast day, I think, if I'm adding right, of the Crusade Channel. We currently have, I'm going to say, 2,700 Founders Past members, leaving us about 300 short of our 2016 goals, with just, 58 days to go? To our first birthday. If we don't meet the goals, we cannot continue delivering the Crusade Channel's quality original programming to you. So please consider joining us today by signing up for a Founders Pass paid membership at veritasradionetwork.com/join. It's real simple, guys. Help us out, and then we hope to help you out in return, because we're, like I said, we're planning on doing some wonderful things for the members, and it will be a members-only type of situation where if you're not a member, you don't get it, and if you are a member, you get all kind of benefits. So go check it out. Again, this is David Simpson on the Veritas Radio Network, the True Money Show. It comes to you Wednesday at noon, every Wednesday at noon. I send out a notice to anybody who gets on my list, but if you're not on my list, then just put it on your calendar so you won't forget to tune in and check us out. It's easy to get in touch with me. If you want to ask me a financial question, I can help you with just about anything. If I don't know, I will say it. I'm not one of these guys who tries to, what's the word we can use on the air? Besides baloney, I won't throw a lot of baloney out there. I will really try to answer your question. If I don't know, I'll say, hey, I don't know. Let me go check it out for you, and I'll do some research and send you my best answer after I research it a little bit. 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. Or you can email me, david@tffco.com. You know, there is a little shelter and soup kitchen in New Orleans, right across the street from St. Patrick's Cathedral. I used to go to St. Patrick's every week for Mass. And it's called the Ozanam Inn, Ozanam. And, of course, that's a peculiar name, and so you might be wondering where such a name came from. And so that's what I'm going to talk about first today on the show. Tell you a little story about this warrior, I said, that was in the field of charity and Catholic action. And so I got this story. He's the man of the month from a Christian journal that I read. And this is what it says. Frederick Ozanam, 1813 to 1853. Frederick was the fifth of 14 children. Wow. Antoine Frederick Ozanam was born April 23, 1813, in Milan, Italy. When he was two, his family moved to Lyon, France, where his father practiced medicine and often treated patients without charge, while his mother aided poor families. 11 of Ozanam's siblings did not survive to adulthood. So 11 of 14 children did not survive to adulthood. And at age 16, he, Frederick, overcame a crisis of faith with the support of his philosophy teacher, Father Noirot. Now, I mean, I just want to pause every now and then in the story. I mean, isn't that amazing that at age 16, I mean, think about it, he's probably seen a number of his siblings already pass away, probably very severely questioned the goodness of God, wondered where there could be a God in all of this. I think we all have these challenges sometimes. And it was with the help of this philosophy teacher that he was able to overcome those doubts. And I think that's a wonderful testament and story about the faith of other men, other people in our lives, and how they sometimes come to our aid and make us re-fortified. What would you say? Resting again in the surety and the truth of the goodness of God. It's hard sometimes, but it's not something that we cannot overcome. Matter of fact, this week I texted back and forth with a dear friend who, at the end of the conversation, I said, thanks for uplifting me, because that's exactly what he did. Let me continue with the story. From then on, now this is a quote from Frederick Ozanam. From then on, I believed with an assured faith, Ozanam later wrote, and I promised God to devote my life to the service of the truth. Well, what do you know? Our very first Veritas Crusader. So, Mike, if you're listening today, I think you might want to take Frederick Ozanam on as a patron. In 1831, following his father's wishes, he enrolled to study law at the Sorbonne in Paris. As rampant poverty beset the city, which faced a cholera epidemic in 1832, religious skepticism thrived. Well, my goodness, people, I'm stopping the story there again. Let me interrupt here. Doesn't religious skepticism thrive here in America? I mean, we often say that we're a Christian nation, and we also say that we're still one of the most Christian nations, and all that may be true. I don't know. I don't know where they get the stats from or how they count for these numbers. But let's think about that for a minute. It sure seems that a lot of people say they're Christian but don't act so. So they're what we call nominal Christians, and that's probably the best assessment of maybe what's going on, really. So we might be Christian in name, but not very Christian in action. And then when push comes to shove and you start saying, what are the requirements of Christianity? When you start to say, do you do it? that becomes even more challenging. And so I would venture to say that possibly religious skepticism is thriving in our own time and in our own country. Continuing on with the article about Mr. Frederick Ozanam. Ozanam spoke and wrote in defense of the church, and challenged by critics of the faith to show its relevance, he co-founded a conference of charity in 1833, later named the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. If any of you have ever encountered the Society of St. Vincent de Paul and see the work that they do with the charity out there and with the poverty-stricken, you would be in awe of them. So he founded the Society of St. Vincent de Paul and dedicated to serving the concrete needs of the poor. The society soon expanded internationally. A man of thought as well as action. Now, let me stop there. This is another place that I think this should become the Crusader motto, thought and action. I mentioned at the earlier part of the show that we have lots of people out there broadcasting. We have lots of people publishing, lots of people doing what they say is something new in media. And we are too. We're saying the same thing. And so you go, well, how do we separate the two, David? What's the difference between your group and, I don't know, Fox News or Turner, when Turner founded the Turner Broadcasting Network, et cetera? All, you know, one after the other came on Rush and, you know, oh gosh, I hate to even name some of these other people because I don't consider them crusaders for the truth necessarily. So I won't name them, but you know all the names after Rush, you go on down the line. And they really are just thought provokers, which is nothing wrong with that in itself, but nothing ever changes because we just continue to be provoked in our thoughts and in our feelings, and then we don't take anything else after that. We don't decide, well, let's make a change of course. Or if we do, it's one of these, you know, one-size-fits-all courses, and we're a political candidate is supposed to do it, and we know very well. Mark Kresnes was talking this morning on the Mike Church Show. Mark filled in for Mike this morning. Mark saying, there's no way you can solve the problem for 350 million people. It's absurd to even think of that, propose that as a solution. And he was talking about how we couldn't possibly be a republic because we're out of scale. Well, if we're going to have thought and action, right, which is what they say Mr. Ozanam, as a man of thought as well as action, we're clearly going to take the action upon ourselves. It becomes an individual effort that might impact the community around you, but just not a whole lot else. So I think we sometimes think of the grand scheme, like I'm going to change America or even I'm going to change my state. You know, I say the exact opposite, and I've been saying this for years, and I think some people think, gosh, you're taking yourself out of the game, David. You're no longer relevant. You know, you're not a player. You're not a bigwig in the party. You're not a whatever. Well, you know what? I don't care. I founded a small little religious association to try to make a difference in our community, and it has made a difference. And we have a large group and a growing group that is a community of people that love one another and help one another and are charitable to one another. And so that single thought of stop trying to change the world and change your community or change your family even is a important part of the crusade. Just take the issue that you care about and start working on it yourself and be a man of thought and action. And if you want to check out the temperature of the nation or you want to check out the temperature of the world, then tune into Veritas Radio Network to find out what's going on around the world. But then go back with that information and provoke others to action with maybe some of those thoughts that you got from the Veritas Radio Network and cause others to be men of thought and action as well. All right, it was a long digression, but let me get back and finish up this article on Frederick Ozanam. You're listening to, by the way, The True Money Show. I'm David Simpson. I come to you every Wednesday at noon. You can call in 844-527-8723, and I'm also taking emails at david@tffco.com. So, again, I think the motto for our crusade, you know, might be thought and action, with the emphasis on the action. Ozanam earned a doctorate in law in 1836 and later in literature, 1839, with a groundbreaking thesis on the Italian poet Dante. After a law professorship in Lyon, he taught literature at the Sorbonne. In 1841, he married Amélie Sulacroix. 4 years later, they had a daughter, Marie. Ozanam was acutely aware that charity and justice go hand in hand. Wow. This little biography of Mr. Ozanam is so telling. I mean, just these few little lines, a man of thought and action, religious skepticism thriving. He thought that charity and justice go together. All these little blurbs are worth meditating on themselves. But here we go. Charity and justice go hand in hand. And his Christian social doctrine was echoed in Pope Leo XIII's 1891 encyclical, Rerum Novarum. Well, we went over Rerum Novarum 2 weeks ago on this show. He died September 8th, so he died just a few days ago in 1853 at the age of 40 and was beatified by Pope John Paul II in 1997. Well, I wanted to open up the show with that story. It's a beautiful story about a person who, by the way, dying at 40. You see, lots of people who go on to sainthood, for some reason, they die at young ages. There's an enormous amount of them. And I really think they just spend their life force, if you will, to use kind of a modern term. I think they spend their life force on helping others. And they do it so adamantly that they waste themselves almost. I don't know. I have no proof of this. This is just from my own reading of the saints' lives. I see so many of them dying at 35 and 40 and 42 and 41 and whatever. It just seems remarkable to me, sometimes even younger, it seems remarkable to me that this is a common trait of them all. And so it probably is something to do with the love and the charity and the desire to help their neighbor, all for the love of God, that they just spend themselves into an early grave. And that may sound tragic to some of us, but it might also sound beautiful to others who go, well, that's the real place we want to go, isn't it? Don't we really ultimately want to finish this place, this exile that we're in, and end up back home? Now, I'm not saying to do this, you know, in a quick way by trying to kill yourself. That's not what I mean, because that would be a sin. But I am talking about what would be so bad if we exerted ourselves to such a measure in loving others that we didn't live as long as the average person these days. Well, so I just want to start the show off with this little story about Frederick Ozanam. There is a little, again, Ozanam Inn in New Orleans, Louisiana. It's a wonderful charitable place where they both feed and sometimes house the poor of New Orleans. And it's just a little nondescript part of a building. You know, as you're walking through all these high-rises, you would miss it if you weren't looking for it. But they do immense work, and it all comes from the work of a man from 1850s, Frederick Ozanam. All right. If you like what you're listening to, guys, and you want the easiest, most convenient way to listen and call in, yes, you can actually call in from the app. If you want the easiest way to listen and or call in to the Veritas Radio Network, then download our app. In any of the various stores, the Windows Phone App Store, iTunes Store for iPhone and iPad, the Google Play Store for all the Android devices, and of course, I think it's even on the Windows Phone, I said already. The app is free. Yes, we're giving it away now, and we're giving it away so you'll have fingertip access to the Crusade Channel's live stream, the Crusade Channel's host bios, showtimes, Twitter and Facebook feeds, and all the new Crusade Channel preview feeds, etc., on down the line. You'll get hours of your favorite Crusade content without leaving the app. So go download the app today, and please take a moment also to rate the app. Our ratings cause us to move up in the rankings, if you will, and more people will come upon us and will join the Crusade. So please take a minute to go to any of those stores, iPhone Store, Windows Store, Google Play, etc., and download our app. It's free, and you just can't beat that. I'm going to take a break in a second here. When I come back, we're going to go on and talk about the big secret of happy finances. I think it's an important thing to start us off on the right foot. You are listening to the True Money Show on the Crusade Channel of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be.
If David Simpson had been Jerry Maguire and showed Leon the true money, it would have hit him over the head like the proverbial ton of bricks. Gold bricks, that is. Let David Simpson show you the true money every Wednesday at noon Central, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
So sound. People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.